With the next talk, Eduardo is going to talk about streamlining your cluster with stuff.
You continue to hate containers, no, Kenneth? So, hey, big topic switch. Big data just went out the room. Now Kubernetes. So this is the first of three Kubernetes talks. The first time Kubernetes is making a big room in the HPC room, so I'm happy for that. Today I'm going to be talking about something that very much since I knew Kenneth, it's been something I care of, and is how to properly create labels and annotations so we can properly set the workloads where they need to go and where they don't need to be. So let's talk about that. And I want to start with this, right? Like, everything that I'm going to be talking about, just thinking about like automating. We are going to be automating how we use Kubernetes clusters. But then why this conversation? This Kubernetes and containers conversation that started like 6-7 years ago in the HPC ecosystem, the promise was that once we implemented containers and Kubernetes, we could kind of like forget about infrastructure and we could just like jump into a new adventure. Everything was going to be abstracted from us, right? Like it was kind of like a Bilbo going into this adventure, but it took 6 movies to actually complete the adventure. And I feel we are still in the Hobbit. We haven't jumped into the Lord of the Rings kind of conversation in this topic. Who am I? I am doing containers for HPC since Singularity, so since a long time ago. And currently I'm working at NVIDIA trying to make everything Kubernetes and GPUs easier and better for everyone. So basically contributing to Kubernetes and all upstream projects to make it easier for you to run GPU workloads on any cloud native ecosystem. So this is the agenda for today. I'm going to be talking about the NoFisher project and everything and all the amazing things that you can do with it. So just a quick